Yesterday, after I got off the air, I got home and I got a call from the wife of Donuts, yeah. Michael J. Douglas, and Cassie said, Chucky's gone.
Mm.
Now, those of you that may or may not have heard Michael in the old days, let me see if I could just pull up a,
no longer being any good unless you brought
quick
him in a
snippet of Nappin' Donuts.
At that time, he'd have to account for the ones he was bringing in.
After the switch, anyone holding such $100 bills illegally.
Well, you'd have to go to spend them if you were dumb enough to try to spend them.
See? Well, what good would they be if you had them saved up even?
They wouldn't. They'd be no good at all.
Well, maybe as collector's items, they'd be worth $100.50 something.
You got a suitcase full of $100 bills, and you're worried about this, and you can't account for it.
In addition to that, the IRS chief would like us all to,
Donuts.
He says, the maximum reward the IRS pays for people who rat on their neighbor, I mean, who inform on tax evaders, should be increased to $250,000. From
one guy? I got a guy, I'm going to turn in right away.
Cloudy then and cooler tonight and tomorrow. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Low tonight 58, high tomorrow 70. Sprinkles around 64 in the cities. Donuts here along with Knapp on KS95.
Well, there it was from 1982 when that air check was done.
Yeah.
And he passed away early yesterday morning.
Mm.
And Michael J. Douglas.
Donuts.
One of the very best. One of bright, funny, witty.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely fast on his feet.
I picked him up for the first time when he was that brief stint on U-100.
Way before Nappin' Donuts.
Remember that was just
Rob Sherwood, yeah.
Yeah, it was just the thing was on the air for a couple of years, maybe.
Yep. Well, I want to play a song for him if
all
I
right.
could this morning, and for the family, if you'd keep everybody in your prayers. Donuts gone, but never forgotten.
There's a storm across the valley.
Obituary this morning in the Star Tribune, Donuts's grandson Wyatt says these final words.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cry too long. He's finally home.
Yeah.
65 years old.
Yeah. Last handful of years have not been easy for him.
Nope. He did have cancer and, mm-hmm. and successfully did the chemo and all the treatments for that.
Right.
And so we don't really know what took him. It was so sudden. He fell.
Mm.
And he was at home. And I think he hit his head on the side of a speaker. He was still playing music when we were out there for his 65th.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting on a stool, strumming a guitar and singing with Amy. And they were just having a wonderful time. And so for the whole family, all of our sympathies and sadness. But thank you
yeah.
for the life of Michael J. Douglas. Still, it's gone, but never forgot.
Best upscale.